Medical scientists are under pressure to find the vaccine that would end the suffering and death caused by COVID-19. The leader of the trial in South Africa, Professor Shabir Madi, says he's not remotely sure when the medicine could be ready, but he knows when it won't be.
So what I can say with a fair amount of certainty is that we will not get results by the 3rd of November.
US President Donald Trump has suggested that a vaccine could be primed for release before the country's election in 6 weeks.
For you to be able to address the question as to whether the vaccine protects against COVID-19, you need to have X number of individuals that actually develop COVID-19. In South Africa, as an example, we need to get at least about 42 of our participants develop COVID-19 before we would be able to do such an analysis.
Using a complex statistical formula, vaccine researchers set endpoints or outcomes in their trials. These help them calculate how many people need to be enrolled. They can then work out how many infections they need to determine if the vaccine they're testing is effective beyond simply chance. When the study began in Johannesburg in June and cases were peaking in South Africa, Madi estimated it would reach the magical number of 42 infections by November. But he says things haven't turned out this way.
Fortunately for the country, unfortunately for the vaccine study, now it seems that we probably will only get to those sort of numbers sometime in the first quarter of next year, because there's very little virus circulating. The participants are unlikely to be developing COVID-19 unless there's another resurgence.
He explains that positive results from any one of the three legs of the trial, which includes Brazil, would likely trigger international release of the medicine under what the World Health Organization calls emergency utilization authorization. This permits vaccines to be introduced before they're licensed.
Usually for a vaccine to be licensed by a regulatory authority, they're also wanting a fair amount of safety data. So you can have a situation that you actually start allowing for vaccine usage before it completes all of the hurdles related to regulatory approval. And that wouldn't be unique for COVID-19. A very similar sort of situation existed as an example for Ebola vaccine in West Africa when there was an Ebola outbreak.
Madi says a second wave of infections could hit South Africa in the near future if what's happened during the Northern Hemisphere summer is anything to go by.
Obviously, that's the period of time when people are going to be a bit more complacent about non-pharmaceutical interventions. So it might well be that we would start seeing less adherence to non-pharmaceutical interventions, that we might see people engaging in family gatherings, etc., during the December vacation period. And then come end of January, beginning of February or so, we might start seeing the resurgence.
The government recently reopened the borders and is hoping for big numbers of foreign visitors to reignite the tourism industry. Some have criticized the move, saying it could cause a significant spike in infections. Madi disagrees.
We're not the countries such as New Zealand or Australia or Iceland, as an example, which are island nations that have truly been able to contain spread of the virus. We've got virus that is disseminated in terms of its transmission, and having a few visitors come across, what even if they're infected with the virus, it's not going to lead to massive outbreaks. That wouldn't be the reason.
The scientist says South Africa must now focus on maintaining safety measures, such as mask wearing, not on restrictions. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.